The first environmental disaster I ever witnessed was 30 years ago today. A mountain that for years I'd seen as a gentle mound of rock, Mount St. Helens, suddenly blew up on a sunny Sunday Pacific Northwest morning and tore a hole in the planet.
Oh, I just felt an earthquake. Now we've got an eruption down here.
Look at my rearview mirror, and there's just a wall of debris, mud, steam, rocks, boulders, and full-size trees just rolling along. The whole valley's disappearing behind me.
The eruption of Mount St. Helens was the beginning of the end of something. It started my career as a reporter. I reported on the mountain's many eruptions for years after May 18th. But the idea that an eruption could happen was so outlandish back in 1980. It seemed as though nothing could change. A world of stalemates and status quos, the hostages in Iran, the Cold War, the dead economy of the 1970s. The change that seemed possible in the 60s was hardened into rock. Nothing was going anywhere. And then,
in the initial phases, we'd see probably very large eruptions that would extend high into the air. This would spread ash over large areas in western Washington, maybe possibly in an extreme case, even farther east.
That's volcanologist David Johnston predicting what we all thought could never really happen. We may have wished such a spectacle, but really no. Here's old Harry Truman, mountain man who lived up by Spirit Lake on the mountain. Nothing was going to happen to him.
Oh, I'd stay right here and watch it. No, it's too far away from me. Couldn't hurt me. Hell, it's a mile to here, and it's all heavily timbered in here. And I'm 3,200 here, you see. The mountain's almost 10,000. It didn't hurt a damn thing. If it spewed out some lava and rock down there, it couldn't have done it to me.
But that Sunday morning, hundreds of miles away, I remember the deep sound of something around breakfast time. Then later, the news reports.
Imponderables dust the air like volcanic ash. 10 persons are known dead, 71 are missing, and one estimate is that it will take more than $150 million just for road and bridge repair. It is an event that defies superlatives.
The mountain was gone, along with a lake, forests. The Toodle River turned black and gray and changed course, choked with monster tree branches. The air black with ash that killed machines, buried crops, killed nearly all the honeybees in Washington. 57 people died, including Harry Truman and that volcanologist David Johnston. 250 homes, 47 bridges, 15 miles of railways, and 185 miles of highways vanished.
Oh, dear God. I honest to God believe I'm dead. My God, this is hell. I just can't describe it. It's pitch black. Just pitch black. This is hell on earth I'm walking through.
That photographer survived, but the mountain that curved up for 10,000 years was a crater. The trees thrown about like matchsticks. It seemed to me as a reporter that change went from being impossible to constant. The outlandish, suddenly the norm. Ronald Reagan's election, space shuttles exploding, the Cold War ending, wars in places like the Falkland Islands, Lebanon, and then Kuwait and Iraq. I covered all those stories. Rumbles from a mountain long ago. Today, the evidence of the eruption is still there, but the forests are coming back, trees growing. A reporter's 30-year career, a lifetime to him perhaps, an eye blink for mountains and planets. The eruption of Mount St. Helens happened barely yesterday, 30 years ago.
Well, I'm going to die right here. My boots on, too.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.